Track 2. Taking photography to new heights. Drone photographer James Hutchinson sees Norfolk from a unique perspective, turning the landscape into stunning works of art.
I've always been a little in awe of drone photographers and how they cope with wind, rain, obstacles, bird curiosity, at the same time as having the skill to fly a drone in a different direction from the one they're facing. Then I met James Hutchison, a master of his craft, and who managed all of the former with ease. Not only does James provide aerial photography and video footage to his clients, but in his spare time creates drone art, photographs captured from a unique elevated perspective with great composition and visual narrative. James's work has been recognised in the photography world too, winning him 2 Gold Awards and a Photographer of the Year nomination from the Societies of Photographers. Have you always been a photographer?
Well, I've always enjoyed taking photographs as a hobby, but never made the time to pursue photography seriously until the first COVID lockdown in 2020. Back then, I was working within a global yacht charter business. A travel ban stopped the company in its tracks, so I needed to pivot my career. My wife and I realised this could be an opportunity for us to reset and to build work around the life we'd always dreamed of. Self-employment had always been appealing, so I invested in equipment and training to become a qualified professional aerial photographer. Self-employment also gives me the flexibility to spend more time with my 2 children.
What drew you back to living in Norfolk?
Although I was born in Norwich, I grew up in Suffolk and spent the next 25 years working on the South Coast and in London, and then COVID hit. Having a 2-year-old daughter, my wife and I decided we had to move somewhere more rural. We'd both grown up in small market towns and hankered after a slower pace of life and a good environment in which to raise our children. At the end of 2020, we found the perfect place, just north of the River Waveney in South Norfolk, a small village with a great community and rural feel. We love it here, and the people are fantastic. We have great access to the countryside, and the coast is less than an hour away. We've met many people who made a similar move and all say the same thing, that Norfolk is a great place to live. Our decision to relocate back to the county has been justified.
Can you describe your drone art and what appealed about creating, as well as commercial photography and video?
Well, I'm a sucker for patterns in the natural landscape and agriculture. I love abstract landscape photography. It can be straight lines created by modern farming or subtle curves created by the movement of the tides. I've always enjoyed being on the water, and my most enjoyable personal project to date has been photographing the most amazing shapes as shingle banks shift from the effects of tide and wind. And a drone can deliver the camera to such a unique place above the subject that the particular image I've captured may have never been seen by anyone before. I get a thrill from introducing people to the beauty I see in those moments. My pictures show that I have an eye for detail and an active imagination, the former honed from photographing for construction companies, mapping their progress, preventative maintenance and estate management. I've even flown inside a distribution centre to create a marketing video. I see shapes in the natural landscape and beauty in everything. Straight lines made by a tractor in a field are as interesting to me as an organic shape surrounded by water. A shingle bank I captured this year looked like the head of a sperm whale, so I entitled it Moby Dick.
Do you have a favourite flight location?
My favourite locations to photograph in Norfolk are not necessarily specific places. I drive past a field and see its potential. I see watercourses that offer wonderful reflections. The sky offers so many variations of sunrise and sunset, and there's no finer place to be when the days are at their longest. I'm always pleasantly surprised by how easy it is just to stop the car on a quiet lane and contemplate the surroundings without interruption from traffic. On my website homepage, I feature a short film I made of nighttime combine harvesting. I feel it demonstrates that it isn't a specific location that makes the difference, but the atmosphere. Everyone loves a combine harvester, and for them to be operating into the night and for the operator to know and trust me to fly so close was a privilege.
Tell me about the Cathedral of the Fields featured in one of your pictures.
There are more ancient churches in Norfolk than you can count on, well, several hands. I've already found my favourite, the beautiful and unexpectedly significant Church of St Peter and St Paul in Saul. Situated almost completely alone in the beautiful rural landscape, it's been dubbed the Cathedral of the Fields due to its imposing tower. And I should add that the acoustics are amazing and it's well worth a visit.
What's been your biggest challenge with drone photography?
Well, that has to be the weather. Wind and rain cause complications for drones, although I do now fly inside some of the large warehouses that we see along roads like the A14 heading west and across Norfolk and Cambridgeshire and beyond. But I think the biggest challenge that we all have is making sure our best work is seen by the right audience. Sometimes, if I feel that an image I've captured in my day-to-day work has artistic merit, I've entered competitions, mainly because I enjoy learning and value being able to put my work into a forum that delivers constructive criticism. I can't tell you how happy I was to win 2 Gold Awards recently for my creative work, one in the environmental awareness category and another in the travel category. And the former was also nominated for Environmental Awareness Photographer of the Year.
What's the best thing about being an aerial photographer?
Well, I love the sense of freedom that it gives. Well-being is so important, and tapping into the creative part of oneself is liberating. My wife and I have long held a vision of being in charge of our own time. Our businesses enable us to have the freedom to enjoy precious family time. And we feel lucky to be able to make a living doing something that we feel passionate about. I also love that people enjoy my images and the excellent feedback I receive from clients when they see what I've captured for them makes the hard work worthwhile. I'm a morning person, which is great for photographing castellated roofs and sunrises. Plus, I'm always excited to delve into my to-do list first thing. A pre-prepared plan helps me be constructive and creative as soon as I sit down in my garden office, after having had some quality time with our daughter and toddler before breakfast. I work in a competitive world, and so I believe in building and keeping momentum in my commercial and creative work. Being seen in a worldwide market for my creative artwork requires a lot of behind-the-scenes activity to get my pictures in front of the right audience, and this is an ongoing challenge. In this digital age, I love that I can take inspiration from the millions of amateur and professional photographers who share their work on social media. The most captivating images inspire me to learn and develop my skills. Being self-employed can be isolating, and although I value my independence, I also enjoy weekly interactions within the industry and sharing ideas and inspiration. I challenge myself to network and meet new people every month, as the majority of my work is based in East Anglia, with regular clients wanting aerial footage for films and documentaries and imagery to update and enhance websites and social media content.
Is there a favourite Norfolk location you love to visit with your family?
Through my work and exploring the county with my family, I've discovered Norfolk has such a diverse landscape with so much amazing history. We're only an hour's drive to the most stunning Norfolk beach locations, and we enjoy lovely walks alongside the River Waveney right on our doorstep. We found numerous local classes that introduced children to the natural world too. The number of bird species our daughter has spotted in the garden is staggering. Her interest in nature and daily immersion in it is a joy. I've been blessed to have married someone amazing at all the things which hold me back. My wife is a life coach, and without her, I simply wouldn't be working for myself, doing something that I love. We make a great team. Doing what you love will help you be the best version of yourself and make other people happy too.
For more information about James Hutchinson, see dronesmartglobal.com.
The photos that accompany this article are stunning. Huge landscapes, a church sitting in a little copse of trees, the setting sun casting a shadow on the field in the foreground, the bare branches of trees in the middle of a flooded field, the sun setting and the clouds and the pinky red sky reflected in the water. They are very striking pictures.